Track 4, Family Participation in Therapy. On the last track, we discussed three criteria which indicates individual therapy rather than group therapy. The three criteria were undisclosed personal information about the abuse, assault by a stranger, and if group therapy would be an unnecessarily stressful situation. As you know, clients of a younger dependent age interact with their parents more than they will with you. Therefore, I believe it is vital for a client's healing and recovery if his parents are involved as much as possible. On this track, we will examine the four aspects to keep in mind when including the family in off-hours therapy. The three factors are education of parents, developing and understanding a client's need for security, and reestablishing good self-esteem. Early in therapy, I educate the parents about sexual abuse and its ramifications. I generally do this through phone calls or emails. Also, I include the many goals that we may have for their son in therapy. The following is a simple letter to the parents of Christopher, age 14. Dear Mrs. Walsh, the purpose of this letter is to confirm the details we discussed about Christopher's participation in the boys' group. His group will be meeting here in the clinic every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 starting January 6th. Regular attendance is expected and is needed for Christopher to get the most benefit from his therapy. I would like to emphasize the importance of his attendance. The priorities for Christopher's treatment will be as follows. Number one, expressing and managing his anger without aggression or verbally abusive behavior. Number two, understanding how he has been affected. Number three, improving social skills and relationships with peers. I sign the letter with a standard business close. As you know, parents are essential in reestablishing a young child's sense of security and power. To better understand how a parent's involvement can reach full potential, I ask my clients to make a wish list of all their requests to their parents. Some examples are as follows. I wish my mom hadn't worked nights, then slept during the day. I had to have a babysitter, and he was the one who molested me. I needed love. I needed protection. I wanted my mom to come out and stop it. I needed my mom and my dad's love and backup. I then discussed each boy taking the wish list home and telling their parents what they needed most. The option was left to each boy. In this way, the parents will be hearing needs from their own child rather than from another adult. This will help them better understand the important role parents play in recovery. Obviously, the restoration of self-esteem is vital, and the participation of parents is key in this reconstruction process. First of all, I discuss with the parents speaking to other influential adults in the child's life, such as teachers and coaches, to let them know about the abuse. Second, I discuss with them keeping in mind the boys' level of confidence at this stage in life and to increase their awareness of any emotionally crippling words or actions. Christopher's teacher became very involved in the rebuilding of his self-esteem. She rewarded Christopher whenever he made good grades on a test or quiz. Frequently, she asked Christopher to help her in tasks around the room. This gave Christopher a feeling of responsibility and accomplishment, bolstering his self-esteem and bringing him closer to recovery. To help Christopher develop a better understanding of his family dynamic, I found the therapeutic strategy of learning to trust beneficial, located in the back of your course manual. I made a list of situations, and to it I placed a column for each person that could be influential in his life. Mother, M, father, F, grandparents, G, brother, B, sister, S, therapist, T, and friend, F. I then asked Christopher to take a look at the situation and put a check mark under the letter of the person that he would talk to about the situation. For the situations you made an embarrassing mistake, a friend hurt you, and you felt lonely, Christopher checked mother. All of these situations dealt with issues of security. As you can see, Christopher's mother is very influential in his feelings of security. Christopher made no checks under father, indicating that he did not have a very close relationship with his father. I asked Christopher to examine this lack of trust and to try and include his father when expressing emotions and personal information as he felt comfortable. On this track, we discussed the various aspects to keep in mind when including the family in off-hours therapy. The three ideas discussed were education of the parents, developing and understanding a client's need for security, and reestablishing good self-esteem. On the next track, we will examine various challenges inherent when treating sexually abused boys, such as dependency on physical contact, dramatic mood shifts, failure to remember session content, dysfunctional attempts to regain power and control, and premature disclosure of the details of the abuse. Also, we will discuss how to address these challenges. Question 4. What are three aspects to keep in mind when including the family in off-hours therapy?